It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
And we're back. Thank you for hanging out on David's End. Hopefully you're listening where it's not echoing. I don't know why you would watch the thing. The thing hasn't even crapped out. The connection hasn't crapped out tonight.
You know what? And that was the whole point.
It's the whole point.
The exercise tonight of some of the
And
stuff.
I'm actually streaming the Yankee game.
Yeah.
I'm streaming the Yankee game.
And we have not lost internet when we tried as hard as we could.
We did.
We're trying to recorrect
our
tech issues.
Am I on? Let me just check one thing. I want to make sure I'm on their network.
Oh, okay.
Instead of like Verizon's.
Right. Because we're kind of trying to push this thing to the limit.
Wouldn't
it
be the first mistake I made tonight?
Well, you know what? We're human.
Yeah, well, I try not to be.
You're superhuman. Oh, your internet connection is unstable.
Come on. You can. I am on our. I'm on our thing. All right. You can crap out.
Crap out any time now. We're trying. We're actually trying for Tech Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Enough about that. All right. A city council in Alabama has voted to dissolve its 3-member police department after the assistant chief sent a racist text message to other officers, according to the mayor, James Latimer. At an emergency meeting of the Vincent City Council on August 4th, members moved to suspend with pay chief of police James Strigley and assistant chief of police John L. Gross. The third officer, Lee Carden, resigned later that evening after the council voted to pursue fully dissolving the department. It left the city's nearly 2,000 residents with no active police officers. The next day, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office said it was currently handling all law enforcement emergency calls for Vincent, which is located about 35 miles east of Birmingham. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office was recently notified by the Vincent City Council and Mayor regarding the recent allegations of misconduct within the Vincent Police Department, and we equally condemn these actions, the release stated. Sheriff John Samaniego stands with the City of Vincent in providing emergency law enforcement related to services for the citizens during this time. Yeah, but what happens if there's not an emergency? You still need the police.
Yeah, sure.
Angry residents had called for the assistant police chief to be fired at a city council meeting August 2nd after the text message, which included a racist joke about slavery, surfaced on social media. To me, that was just a punch in the gut, like going to the 1930s and 40s. I often forget that we're still not there. All right, relax. It's not good, but nobody's being segregated over a text message.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No, it's not.
But it's not quite the same thing.
It's like, don't bring Hitler into everything.
Exactly. Just where he's needed.
Just because we do.
Yeah, exactly. Don't bring him in any like Jews, Holocaust, and according to Joe, fashion. That's where you bring Hitler into.
Fashion.
Yes.
Turn to the left.
Yes.
Turn to the right.
Turn to the Reich. Thank you. We'll get there.
Turn to the right.
Yes. Lewis Garrett, a local resident, told WBRC, "It hurt. I was hurt. I was embarrassed because I thought we were better than that." Are you not paying attention? We're not. CNN reached out to the members of the city council and the Vincent police officers, but has not heard back. I mean, I think you fire the one who sent it. I think you fire whoever sent the racist text. I don't think you dissolve the whole police department. Because now you have no police. Maybe you call them in and go, "All right, guys, what the hell is going on here?"
Well, you know, there's a couple different things going on in play here. Number one, it takes two to tango, so the person who sent it, definitely that's Gross. The other two people who received it didn't do anything about it either.
What do you want them to do?
I don't know what they're supposed to do.
Ew! I mean, come on.
I don't know what they were supposed to do.
Have a very, no pun intended, dark sense of humor.
Yeah, they do.
Because they see terrible things.
Yeah.
Yes, in an ideal world, you know, you would Karen the situation. You would scream like Ricola at the top of the hills. Racist tweet! Racist text! Behold, citizens! People,
racist
behold!
Racist tweet!
Racism! You know, behold 2,000 citizens who I am elected to defend. This has come across my Android. I want you to all know we will not stand for it. Yes, ideally that would be the nice thing. But here where the rest of us live, you either laugh or you go, ugh, whatever, I hate this guy.
Yeah.
That's, you're not broadcasting it. No. Maybe you're telling your love, I can't believe this son of a bitch is such a racist guy, sends me this stuff. We all have people like that who send us inappropriate stuff.
Sure.
And it's just easier to roll your eyes.
Yeah.
Now, if you told me and they responded with another racist comment and it went back and forth, okay, now we're talking.
Right.
Now not only
the volley.
Yeah, and we've certainly had stories like that.
Yeah.
Now they're actively being racist or
right.
racism, I guess. I mean, it doesn't mean they're acting racist, but they're saying racist things, and you can't have that with the police.
Because
no. You're supposed to look to the police with respect, and you can't have that. And I get that. Mm-hmm. We don't have evidence of that. I feel like we're doing a little too much here.
It's a little quick to judgment for the whole department. Now, we're saying, dissolve the police department. There were three guys. It's a very small population, 2,000 people. And there are populations where they do not have a local police force just because of tax dollars covering the nut of paying three guys and paying their health insurance and their pensions, yada yada. So what they'll do instead, the tax dollars will go towards the county, for example, and they'll have the sheriff's office covering their area. I mean, that's not unheard of. Maybe this was something of an excuse to get that done because they were tired of, you know, having local police departments. I'm a big proponent of that because you don't want them to be an hour away. You want them to be close. And you want them to be able to do community policing, which they can't do if they're spread too far and wide. But the other thing is, I mean, it reads to me like there's more than meets the eye than one racist tweet. I think that that's gross.
Text. It wasn't a tweet. I misspoke.
Oh, text. And you do want to make sure that, yeah, because that would make more sense. It was private and it
yeah.
was brought out. I want to know who saw it and told.
That's a good point.
You know, because
who's the snitch
and what was their purpose? There's more than meets the eye to this.
And the question, does it matter? I mean, if it was a racist text and a joke, that's bad. If it's just a joke,
yeah,
I mean, listen, it's not nice. You don't want people to think that people joke about such things, but we do.
Yeah, people joke about
if it was just
inappropriate dark things.
If it was just a racist joke, mm-hmm. and that was it, I would suspend the guy. I wouldn't fire him.
Right.
If it was saying something racist and he had a racist joke, I go, all right, now there's a problem.
Well, I don't catch the distinction.
No, because like if he's saying something racist, like these MFN words, you know.
Oh, right.
And then he has a joke, and then he has a joke on top of it. You got to go.
Because
if it's just the joke, all right, we can't have this.
Yeah, we can't have these people being in charge of a police department. You know, you have to be able to look to your public officials to be able to be above that stuff.
But we can't.
We can't.
Don't.
No, we know we can't. You know, but something smells foul here. I think that there was more towards why they decided that they were going to get rid of the whole department. There might have been history.
Let's do some comics in the news. Yeah, there was slavery.
And now it's time for comics in the news.
All right, Whoopi Goldberg, is she? Is following in the off-color footsteps of her View co-host Joy Behar and cracking cringy gay joke on live TV. During a conversation about gay marriage and states' rights on today's episode, Goldberg implied Senator Lindsey Graham is gay. Then he hinted that a producer forced her to address the bit in the next segment. Messy! It all went down as The View welcomed back White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who called out Republicans for threatening to take away abortion and marriage rights. Senator Graham had said maybe about a month ago, early August, that he believes when it comes to marriage, when it comes to abortion, it's for the states to decide. So Senator Graham, what changed? Jean-Pierre asked. Goldberg quipped, well, maybe he's getting married, much to the delight of the audience, who whooped and cheered at her joke. She added, do it quick, because I know people are fooling around with our marriage rights, whoever, wherever you stand. After saying goodbye to Jean-Pierre and sending the show off to a commercial break, Goldberg kicked off the next segment with a clarification about her joke. Before I do this introduction, I need to make clear that I was doing what I do as a comic. Are you? Sometimes I make jokes, do you? And it was a joke, was it? Nothing more than that. I just got a whole conversation about people misunderstanding the joke, she said with a puzzled look on her face. I mean, nobody gets what I'm talking about for my whole career. Why are you still trying to figure out what the hell I'm here? I don't know. I mean, okay, she said. I should probably never do the show again. To which everybody said, yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, now.
She had, if this is what it's coming to. Switching to a more serious tone, Goldberg added, no, it was a joke, guys. She seemingly stopped short of apologizing, though, telling the audience, before cutting herself off and ending the message with a casual, you know. Her little bit follows Behar's own blunder on The View when she cracked a joke last year about Carl Nassib making history as the first NFL player to come out as gay while effectively playing in the league. After joking about penetration in the end zone, Behar brushed off her inappropriate joke, telling the viewers, make believe I never said it. And I'll tell you what, from this story, just from these two ladies, from these jokes, I gotta say, Jerry Lewis might have had a point.
What was Jerry Lewis's point?
Women aren't funny.
Oh!
I mean, if you just went by these two things, like if this was the whole body of work of women.
Well, of course it's not.
I know, but I'm saying if you did, you go, Jerry Lewis has a point.
No, don't even do that, you know, because it's like any off day for any male comedian, we don't go, aha, you know.
But I do.
Yeah, you know what? Anybody could be hoisted by their own petard for having a bad joke.
All right. First of all, I don't even really get the joke.
Well, she was saying, you know, she was.
But why is that Lindsey Graham's gay, I guess?
Yeah.
Which by the way, is hack. We all say that.
Yeah, it was like he was going to get married to a man. Is her,
right. But, like, I don't know why that's anti-gay. So I don't know.
It's not.
I don't know why people were upset other than Lindsay if he's straight.
I don't know why that would be a problem. It's sort of like now that, you know, a lot of people are out and it hasn't affected their careers adversely. It's sort of like if somebody, you know, is questioning somebody and asking, are they gay? And they're like, you know, why? Well, I don't want to tell you. It's like, well, why won't you say? Because you say it like it's a bad thing and it isn't necessarily. So calm yourself. You know, it's kind of like, so she said, I don't know, maybe he's getting married, which, haha, you know, maybe he's getting married. It's not a big deal.
No.
It wasn't particularly that guffaw worthy, but
it
wasn't anti-gay.
In her defense, she's had quite a successful career as a quote a comedian without being guffaw worthy. Come on, she stinks.
Yeah,
she's not funny. She's never been funny. She's not even really a great actress. You talk, we talk, people being lucky. I said in segment one, which we'll see if it ever gets sees the light of day, if I can make that. I mean, I think there was just a niche where we needed an African-American woman with a Jewish last name who has a fun first name, and she walked in.
Yeah.
I mean, she
did some fun skits when she did her comedy routines, but I mean,
Lucille Ball did fun skits. Carol Burnett did fun skips. What's her name? McKinnon. I can't think of her first name right now.
Oh, Katie?
Katie McKinnon. Was that who it is? Who just left Saturday Night Live, did some fun skits.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yes, she's amazing. Whoopi Goldberg never did a fun skit.
No, I mean, I watched some of those comic relief things, and it was when she was with...
You know why you need comic relief? You need a relief from the comic after the comic's been Whoopi Goldberg.
Ooh.
You know, I need some relief. Robin, Billy, can you do something? Can you play old Jewish men like you want to do?
Well, next to Robin Williams and Billy Crystal, she was like painfully the straight person. You know what I mean?
Next to
like,
you, oh, she's painfully the straight person.
Damn, you're really whooping her ass.
I would much rather listen to you than Whoopi Goldberg any.
Thank you.
Yes, well, you should be. Yes, thank you.
But, well, thank you.
Now, this isn't about her being unfunny.
No.
It's just about what she said.
That was so mean.
I don't know why she needed a talking to.
That was so mild.
It really was.
It was really pathetic that they wanted her to say she was sorry for that. Because
no, she
shouldn't
have apologized.
No, she said, you know, she didn't say she was sorry.
Yeah.
But I do understand why Joy Behar's joke, by the way. Well, I mean, it's raunchy. I think it's just kind of like, you know, she's, it's kind of Beavis and Butthead funny.
It's kind of eighth grade. It's open mic funny. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you go by these two, Jerry Lewis has a point. I mean, really? Why these two?
But why? I mean, these are not the pinnacle of comedic moments.
I mean, I don't mind Joy Behar.
No, I think she was funny.
I mean, I don't watch The View.
No, I don't either.
The only time I watch The View is when I'm at the dentist's office. And
I don't particularly find Whoopi Goldberg to be all that funny.
Let's be honest. With that last name, the first name, with that first name, and honestly the last name, you're expecting a lot more.
You are.
You know, Whoopi is going to be fun in Jews. Well, they're good. They're good at comedy. Not so much.
They do that comedy thing. They do that.
That just goes, she's there. She's not Jewish.
Oh, complete non sequitur. But I was teaching my manager, who speaks English as a second language. His primary language is Spanish. I was teaching him a little Yiddish.
Good. Good.
And it was fun watching him try to handle chutzpah.
Good. Good. All right, let's do some Nazi news, because the news love...
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
An identitarian music festival for radical Flemish nationalists was canceled by local authorities in the Belgian city of Ypres on Tuesday after warnings that the event would feature neo-Nazi acts and attract right-wing extremists. The Frontenacht musical festival... It sounds scary.
It sounds terrifying.
The Frontenacht musical festival was due to be held the weekend of August 27th, 28th, with attendees camping in a field in Steenstraat near Ypres to listen to a lineup of far-right musical acts. The festival was being held for the first time in a bid to rejuvenate and increase the youth appeal of the Ijerwake, an annual gathering of radical Flemish nationalists organized by a group of the same name. Ypres City Council initially granted the organizers a license to hold the event, but were forced to rethink their stance after critics pointed out the clear right-wing extremist affiliations of the act on the bill. A petition was launched calling on the authorities to ban the festival, while European security services also expressed their concern. Headlining the festival was an Italian band called Bronson, whose members belonged to Italy's neo-fascist Casa Pound movement, who frequently expressed their adulation for dictator Benito Mussolini. Because you know what? We want to wind up dragged in the streets, too. That sounds fun. Other acts have linked to the neo-Nazi movement Blood and Honor and the violent white supremacist Hammerskins Gang. Not to be confused with the Foreskins Gang, which you would think would be the name.
Or who was the one that that Joe just went to see?
Rammstein.
I thought of that name when I saw Hammerskins.
Hammerskins. Are they gonna be Jews with their foreskin cocks? Is that what they're doing? I mean, Hammerskins, really?
Hammerskins. Yeah. I was thinking skinheads, and I'm like, oh. Mommy.
I went right to cock.
As one does. As I do.
We notice here in Germany that young neo-Nazis in Telegram channels are planning to go to Frontenacht. Thorstein Heinrichs, a musicologist at the University of Mainz, who specializes in the right-wing extremist music scene, told Belgium's De Standard newspaper, "I advise people of color or LGBTQ+ people not to come near Ypres on that weekend." Apparently they usually do. Despite the insistence, Ijerwaki's chairman, Wim de Witt, that we are radically Flemish nationalists, we are not neo-Nazi. Crisis talks held by the Ypres City Council on Tuesday concluded that the event could not go ahead. A permit was granted subject to conditions, namely that there should be no link to neo-Nazis or neo-fascism, said a statement from the council. So one thing, just don't be a Nazi.
Just don't
be a Nazi.
Could you just tamper down the Nazi stuff? The neo-Nazis.
It's the one thing in the town's writer. Don't be a Nazi.
Yeah, well, you know,
but it's the one thing, and then the band's writer's like, well, we want to be Nazis.
Frontenacht, now with less fascism.
You can't have it that way. No. You know what? I'm not going to Frontenacht if I get less fascism. Yeah, I go to Frontenacht for the fascism.
Because you want the full-bodied fascism.
I most certainly do. It's been a while since we've had the festival. COVID shut everything down. I'm ready to rock my ass off.
Oh, rock.
Like my asshole. It said that advice from Belgian intelligence services and police pointed to a neo-Nazi and neo-fascist signature of music groups that will be performing there. This, of course, is unacceptable because you found out about the decision.
Yeah.
The decision was welcomed by anti-racist groups such as such festivals, which are often held clandestinely and in legal gray areas due to their extremist ideology, play an important networking and recruiting functions for Europe's right-wing extremist fringe. Nicholas Potter, an expert on right-wing extremism, Germany's Amadou Antonio Foundation, told Vice World News that the event would have given a platform to some well-known figures on the far right and normalized their hateful ideology in the process. These acts often have to perform in secrecy and underground events, but here they are trying to break out of their bubble and reach a wider audience. That dangerous, he said. The weird thing is you cannot find a t-shirt guy at these events. Weird thing.
Wonder why they're not hanging out in the city that day.
Weird thing about Fascism Festival. Can't get a bootleg t-shirt. So that's why I won't attend.
Oh, that's the only reason.
Yeah, if I can't get a ball sack shirt, I'm not interested. Far-right festivals function as ideological spaces which serve both recruitment and radicalization, but they are also important financial streams for the movement. They also empower the scene, providing a sense of cohesion and unity. In Andrea Jutstem, another Jewish voice, an anti-racist Jewish group in Belgium, said it welcomed the decision, although it was unacceptable that permission was granted in the first place. Being Jews, never fucking happy. Don't I know it?
Happy New Year to you, too.
You know, your uncle's son, he got it right the first time. He immediately said that the festival couldn't play.
Oh, God, I felt the guilt. Right.
You know that kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Never fucking happy, my people. Never happy. I mean, if you think it's all right to book them originally, who am I to complain? What do I know? You do what you want. It's what you're going to do anyway.
Listen, if you're going to have a bris, you could slice the foreskin a little thinner.
Listen, you invite the Nazis to play some music, but you never invite me over.
But you know, I'll just sit here in the dark alone.
Sit in the dark. Nobody's coming to the Whiny Jew Festival.
Yes, they do.
We call that comedy clubs. I'll be promoting some shows later on in this show.
Oh, good.
I mean, yes, they whiffed the first time, but they got it right before it went off. I mean,
yeah.
Jewish group, not helping us.
You know what? I know that this was not in the United States, but as much as I do stand by the First Amendment and freedom of speech, no. Not for Nazis. Sorry.
For you?
No fascisms. No fascisms. What the hell am I saying? Freedom of speech, but it would be good if I could actually do that. Well,
maybe we need to restrict it some more.
We need to restrict. Oh, my.
I'll do the talking. You recalibrate. You recalibrate, too. The group said the ideology of the Flemish Nationalist event tallied with the collaboration with Nazi Germany during World War II in Belgium and the honoring of various Nazi collaborators in Uzwaki events over the years. Alongside this context, we notice the rise of the extreme right across Europe and beyond, including strengthening of nationalist movements and deadly anti-migrant politics, said spokesman Fenya Fischler. As Jews in Belgium, we call on others concerned by this to not underestimate the threat of the extreme right and to push back against fascism and normalism of the extreme right ideologies. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. We've seen how it went before when we didn't.
Yes. Swing and a miss. Uzwaki did not respond to a Vice World News request for comment by time of publication, but DeWitt had previously said it would hold Ypres City Council accountable for any costs incurred in the cancellation of the event. So, yeah, I guess they shouldn't have let it happen, the concert.
Well, you know, it was really pretty poor that they missed the connotations of this gathering in the first place. You know, what kind of vetting process do they have for public events that need a license anyway? You know, they just, you know, Sturm und Drang. Oh, that sounds literary. Let's let them go.
Have you ever heard like right-wing Nazis, neo-Nazi music?
No.
Very angry.
I would imagine.
Very angry.
You know, those... I can imagine that they're very angry about the Jewish space lasers and...
That's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, I know, but I would just imagine that they would take off from there, you know?
It's just not a very appealing type of music. I don't know, you know.
Well, not for you as a Jew and not for me as a liberal. But
not for me as a music lover.
Yeah.
Forget about the Jew stuff. We can overlook that. You know what? Listen, would a ballad kill them?
See, now, you know what, though? A lot of people like that kind of hard-driving music. Yes, it would.
No, give me a neo-Nazi ballad.
No, you know what?
Give me a sad song about Hitler's last days. Give me something like that with some nice guitar work, maybe acoustic. I'm there. I'm there for it.
You know what? But you do like Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
A lot of people do. It's a damn good song.
Every Reich has its thorn. Not quite the same meaning.
Listen, give me a fucking bring it down. And now we like, you know, and now something for the Fuhrer. You know, and we you know.
Bring Shout it down. Out to Ava.
Yeah, this one goes out to Ava and the dogs. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Hand to chest. Hand to Heil.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what a loathsome group of people.
I'll tell you this. I could see a Nazi ballad getting caught and becoming an earworm in my head. Do you know what you're saying? Yeah, this ain't Kill the Jews, but listen to the melody.
Listen to those harmonies. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm not a good person. I could go for it. Now, am I going to see him in concert? No. I'm not going to buy your album. Might I pirate your stuff and listen to Illegal? Quite possibly, yes.
You know, I like Ride of the Valkyries. Kill me.
Just saying.
The point of it is not just playing the music, but it's also the fact that the money is being used to fund this kind of terrible group, and also it's like you know, indoctrinating other young people through music, and it's also the whole idea that they're you know, networking and coming up with God only knows what type of terrible plans. What a terrible, terrible event. And how frightening to have to say to people, yeah, the LGBTQ and the people of color, maybe you don't want to go into town today. Oh my God. And it's not just like hyperbole. They mean, really, you should not be here. You are unsafe. That's terrifying.
All right. So I think we agree. Cancel the festival and write some more accessible music.
Yeah. Maybe not so many hard consonants.
Whatever happened to the white power ballad? Hello?
God.
What?
Oh, God.
I'm helping.
It doesn't mean what you think it means.
You know what? Give me a couple guitars. Yeah. You know, somebody who can sing a little. Ugh, it sounds like you have a furball. You suck, and now my throat hurts.
You know, from trying to sing along. You know, Cookie Monster music was never for me, but, you know.
Or as opposed to, every Jew owns a bank. See, isn't that nice? Isn't that more pleasant?
That was lovely.
It was lovely.
It was a nice dream.
Well, I mean, it's real, but you know, but that was like, don't you? You could get more people. You could get some chicks to your events. Write a fucking ballad. You
That's
get more.
Really pretty. Let me have my lighter.
Yeah. Well, your phone.
Your phone now. Yes. Yeah. I just aged myself.
I mean, that's another thing about these things. It's all fucking dudes. You know how you get dudes? Chicks. That's why chicks get in for free and guys pay a cover. You know what? Write a couple of ballads. You got the chick fascist neo-Nazis there. Now you got more male neo-Nazis. And you know what? You want to raise more money? Well, every guy wants to impress the chick, so he's gonna buy her shit. Write a couple. Goddamn. I'm fixing shit. Now I'm fixing.
See,
now
this is your career.
This is my career. A professional fixer. Now I'm fixing Nazi music, which is something I did not predict would happen when the day started.
And festivals. I know that it's not quite Germany, but Belgium, also big on the Sausage Fest.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe there's a reason there aren't so many chicks.
I mean, just bring me in, fellas. I know I'm a Jew, and I'm not really a human. I get it.
Take me off the bench.
I can help. Maybe I'm one of the good ones.
I have ideas. Call me.
Listen, you guys are going to get arrested at some point. You're going to need my people somewhere along the line. So why not try to get you guys a goddamn hit while we're at it?
That would be good, too.
I'm not wrong.
Spread the word. Wait.
Well, it'll spread better if it has a good hook.
Not well,
like take Striper, for instance. people like their music. They didn't realize they were Christian rock. They were indoctrinating you. But people, no, I really like the music in the tight pants.
I felt it.
I never listened. Striper was never one of the bands I listened to.
No.
Who's the lead singer? Michael Sweet? Michael Sweet,
I don't even know their names. I just know their...
Striper, no, but I just never...
They're yellow and black tight pants.
But that's what you do, though. You indoctrinate them by putting...
something that they like.
Yes, but it can't be all screaming. You can have a couple scream, guys, but you need something for the chicks, because chicks hate Jews, too. What
a heartwarming sentiment.
Just
that,
saying.
I think that, you know, every kiss begins with K. Remember, chicks hate Jews, no, too.
Well, remember, every heart begins with Heil.
Every heart begins with Heil. Oh, my God.
What? No?
No.
I think yes.
Wait. Every kiss begins with Konzernacht! Oh, yeah. My God, front knock.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Just saying.
I'm not going to sleep well.
You'll sleep fine. You'll be
no,
fine.
I won't.
You'll be fine. I'm just saying, there's potential there.
Listen, you can go out there and zhuzh it all you want, but
I'm zhuzhing. It's not about zhuzhing.
I think you should do it over Zoom, though, just to be safe.
What? The show?
No,
I don't want to sing.
Working with these people.
Oh, no.
Yeah, do it over Zoom.
They'll welcome me. They'll bring me to their bosom. Me and the Hammerskins.
Like this.
Like me and the Hammerskins.
Got my fingers crossed.
I don't even
like
know.
This.
I guess you're right. Maybe it is skinheads. I immediately went to foreskin. I immediately went to people being beaten with cocks with extra skin.
Oh, God.
Like non-pretty cocks. Honestly, that's immediately where
ugly
I went.
Ugly cocks.
Ugly cocks. Well, as far as I know. That's immediately where... But you're probably right.
I went to skinheads.
Yeah, no, I think that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I think
foreskins.
But yeah. I just like, well, the Jews don't have foreskins. We're going to hammer with ours.
It's angry fascist gay hate of the Jews.
It's my favorite. It's everything I love.
That is the music of my people.
Yeah, I really felt that they had the singer down in the mix. But other than that, all right, let's do a curmudgeonly philosophy and get out of here.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon Philosophy with Pip Helix.
So this will just be on the podcast because we're at the end. I'm not going to fuck
yeah,
around.
Yeah, no.
Let's see. Let me see if we are disconnected on this one. No, we're still encoding here.
Oh, look at that.
Interesting. All right. We have not done this in a long time.
We have not.
What is our Pip Helix curmudgeonly philosophy? And then you got to send me this so I can post it.
Oh, okay. If you have to tell people that you're crazy or eccentric, you're not as crazy and eccentric as you think you are.
Really?
Really. If you have to say it and they don't already know, you're not as crazy or as eccentric as you think.
Now, what happens if I say I'm cray-cray?
No, you know what? If you have to say it, you're not really. You're just, you know, very mildly, you know, maybe out marching to your own drummer. Maybe you just have things that are a little bit not exactly with the norm. But you know what? No, if you have to announce it, you're not even nearly as crazy as you think. No. Because people who are really crazy and eccentric do not know. Do not know. They are obvious to the other people who are sort of living in the societal norm. They don't have to announce it. No flag waving needed. They're obviously out
there. I feel like they announce it all very often with what they wear.
This is a way.
Like if you were to wear clown tits and spaghetti hair and a tight skirt to school, I think you're saying I'm crazy.
I wonder why you came up with that very specific example.
It's just in my head. All right.
You know, if you have to pronounce it, you know, like it's cute when kids are like, oh, we're so crazy. No, not really. No. Okay. You're not really.
Okay. Very good. All right. Let's thank some folks for allowing this to transpire.
Yes.
It's weird because some of the stuff stayed connected and some of it didn't. Like this computer is still connected. My phone is still connected.
Hmm. It's very strange. Well, it's always been very strange the way it decides to like throw us under the bus here.
Let's hope it fucked it up enough.
It's like it's a why.
Yes, I'm right. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Fredico for his continued support. We certainly appreciate that.
Thank you, Russ. We really do appreciate you.
All right, Pip, why don't you play the part of Joe and do Portobello?
Portobello is Bergen County, New York's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant.
I didn't really mean it.
Oh, okay. I'll do it as me.
That'll work.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello's chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello's features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just to be an occasion, but a memory. I said that well. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. The next show is scheduled for January 19th.
No, it's not. No.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's October 7th. I wrote that down.
Oh, the next show is October 7th, starring Eddie Brill from Late Night with David Letterman. That sounds really fun. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 155 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions is putting that show together, and we could do it for you. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Call us up 551-404-3094. This Friday, September 30th, I'll be in Berlin, New Jersey at Robert's Bar and Grill. For tickets, call 856-753-5100, 856-753-5100. And Saturday, October 1st, I'll be in Hawley, Pennsylvania at the Crazy Country Club. Crazy Country Club in Hawley, PA. And those tickets are on eventbrite.com. I guess you look up Crazy Country Club. I guess that would be the thing to do for that. Certainly appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Hopefully the full crew will be here next week. I don't know if we're going to go with the visual anymore. We'll see. But yeah, it was fun. Thank you, Pip, for coming in.
Thanks.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way.